All right, gentlemen. Let's see. Okay. So last week we did an introduction. We explained what the whole goal of this idea is. We went through the biography, a little bit of a Friedlander. And today we'll just begin learning the first Torah. It's interesting, in the photocopy, it's the first time I learned this, I said, so it's on page test that you have in front of you. It says, beautiful piece can teach this. See, I'm at that. When I saw this, like 15, I was so excited when I saw this little shtickle. And it really, you know, it's again, like most of these things, a lot of it is obvious. But like Masil Sishon, you need to really, you know, focus and relearn this stuff. So he begins by starting with the initial couple, the first couple. Thankfully, not of our country. But imanu ratzim ladas odos mahus habayis. If one wants to know the essence of a home, shaykhus ben ish lishto, and a relationship between man and woman, anu tzrichim lilmod es parshas bereishis, briyas ha'isha. We need to understand how woman was created, right? So, what is the straight in pasuk? Lo tov heyos adam levado. It's not good for man to be alone. Asa lo ezer kenegdo. I'll make for him an ezer, a helper, against him, or right. Now, we're going to learn the Ramban tonight. The Rashi says something that everyone knows, but the Ramban is a little bit more subtle, very interesting Ramban. Says the Ramban, Einenu nira. I don't understand this. Shenivra adam lios yichidi ba'olam velo yolid. Initially, man was created without the ability to reproduce. Shekola nivroim, everything was created, zachar u'nekeva mikol basar. All of humanity, all of the kingdoms, all living creatures had the ability to were created male, female. Nivrul Hakim Zera, they had the ability to reproduce. Vigama Esav, even the grass, the eights, and the trees, Zaram Bahem, were able to have offspring. So he doesn't understand. He begins with the question. When man was created initially, it was just man without a partner, without any ability to reproduce. But everything in the whole world was created to reproduce. Aval Yitachin Lomar. So now the Ramban changes pshat in our understanding of what's happening. It's like it says, "Du partzufim nivru." They were created initially, like the Gemara Ne'erivan says, with two faces. Kind of like what we call today. What's that terminology when it's man, woman? It's a little bit of both. What's that called again? I forget. Androgynous. But "du partzufim." Initially, Adam was two faces. Vinasu shia behem teva mevi be'evri ha'oladim and azar chalachev. They had the ability to reproduce within the one body. That the male could attach itself to the female and reproduce. Kayach molid. V'apirtzef hasheni. And the second face, the second image, ezer l'rishon b'toldah. So aided and abetted the first one. So the ability to reproduce was there. It was just all fused together in one body. That's how initially the Adam was. It's all Ramban. Fascinating, no? V'arah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, whatever that means, because obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew from the get-go, Kitosha Ezer Omid Lenegdo. It would be better if I split them up, that the Ezer would be standing, corresponding to the one next to them. V'teyirenu v'yefre parim. They could see each other and separate from each other. V'yishaber elav kefir tzor. And then they could come together, reconnect, according to the will. V'zeshen amar. That's what the pasuk means. A'asolo Ezer Kenegdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make them an Ezer Kenegdo. That the Ezer is going to be opposite the person. Meaning initially, we always had the ability, it was two people just fused together as one body. Not like Siamese twins, but almost like one, two faces, the ability to reproduce the whole thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that. That needs a little work. Let's split them up into two. So, what is the emphasis then? So the paragraph continues. Imkein, next paragraph. Hadgasha ina al ezer. The emphasis is not on the helper because the help was already there beforehand. Ki alo hayol ezer somebody I love. The ezer, the helper, was already there prior, connected. El al kenegdo. The emphasis of the pasuk is opposite to what we always thought. Rashi says the woman's going to be an ezer kenegdo. If you're good, she's going to help her. If she's not good, she's going to be against you. The Ramban says no. Who cares? The ezer, they were always the ezer. The chiddush is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, I'm going to create woman, I'm going to make you an Ezer opposite you, outside of you. That's no longer inside of you. Shetamud Mulo, that you're going to stand next to them, Kibriya Nifred, it's like a separate creation. Vabechira, so what's man's choice? Vabechira, Biyado Olekarva Elov. Then it was man's choice to draw her close once again. Oh, Chas V'Shalom L'Rechoka. to distance her. Now, some people distance people by bringing them close. But you understand what l'rchoka means. It doesn't mean in a physical way. It means in a, you know, in terms of a connection to that person. It's fascinating. Mashia betchila me'etzentiv, what they had initially, naturally, she'etzmud and yachad, they were together, they had no choice, right? Siamese twins, you can't say, I'm going to go left, you go right. That doesn't work out so well. I'm sure there's been some comedy routines on that. So too, when man and woman were initially together, there was no option to separate. Right? That's what it was initially. Now that becomes the work of the mensch. The man has to work hard at that. Until he gets to the goal of Yulubas Rechad. The goal then becomes to reconnect to the way man and woman were initially. That's the challenge of Avodah. Okay. See, the Ramban is a fascinating Ramban. Here they are together. No, we got to split them apart because it would be better if they were apart. So now that they're apart, the objective is to reconnect to the way we were initially. It's like, you know, I don't want to get all saucy, but I said this at my L'chaim. You know, so why is it that man doesn't make a Shechiyanu on the Kinyan of Kiddushin? Right? L'maisa, at the end of the day, Kiddushin is a form of Kinyan. So you should make a Shechiyanu at that point. So I said, when do you make a Shechiyanu on something you, quote-unquote, purchased? That's if you've never owned it before. But if you're reconnecting to something you really were connected with, Mamela, that's like Hashavas Aveda. On a lost object, on a return of a lost object, there you don't make a Shechiyanu. So that was the Torah. Again, this idea that really it started together, split apart, Adam and Chava now have to work very hard to reconnect. But here comes the Ban Kasha. What's that? Oh, why separate? V'yesh l'shol. So then Eric's asking the Gevaldik Kasha, Joe, you got to get a shout out yet. We're going to get you. V'yesh l'shol. Lama lo tov lios adam levado. Why isn't good? No, it's better for a man to be alone. Who? What do you mean, two people? V'ezi yetzam lo. Let reconnect them. What do you mean, God, why did you disconnect? It was better when we were together. V'yek kukuf echad. We should be one. Kefisha perish rambal, like it was initially. Ha'im tov yoser li yozakuk le'ezer. Wasn't it be better to be connected to the person who's helping you? Shu adam achir, that's another person. It's terrible that you're separate. Harei kol adam shoeth me'etzim tivo. Every person desireth very badly in his nature lios nivra b'fne'atzmo, to be its own independent nivra, creation. Mibliyos toli b'achir. Nobody ever wants to be dependent upon somebody else. We had a good. Initially, we had everything we ever needed all in our body. Now I need a woman who's outside of me. I was better off. The man-woman was better when they were all together because I wasn't dependent. I was independent. When we're young, what is every teenager struggling with? Leave me alone, right? Why don't teenagers talk to parents? Because they want to forge their independence. And conversation with a parent is getting in the way of their independence. When you have them, you'll see. It's a bracha. They want to do, they want to walk by themselves. V'lechol, turning the page, to yud, v'atzmo, b'li she'ya'azra lo, without any assistance. V'kacha odom, the mensch. L'chol orech haderech, for his whole path, shoeif lios ish b'fnei atzmo. You want to be a path. In the footnote, he writes about the Saba Mikhelm, that when he got old, he felt like half a man because he became dependent. Nobody ever wants to be dependent. In b'limudo, in his learning, in meschor, in his business, in b'chol matzav yechayim, with all of the situations in his life. I'll never forget when I broke my leg. So I had to carry around crutches. I needed babysitting all the time, right? I couldn't carry a bowl of pasta from the microwave to the kitchen table by myself because I was al reglachas. It was a very frustrating and humbling feeling. Whenever we lack our independence, you feel so small because nobody wants to be a shner. The Gemara says, ani chashiv kemes, suma chashiv kemes. There are many different people who are considered dead. The poor person, the blind person. What does it mean, the chashiv kemes? So the pshat is, not that they're dead, chas v'shalom, but that since they are dependent upon something, therefore they feel like almost like half a man. So the kasha is a ban kasha. Originally, man and woman were together. You didn't need the person outside you, so that was gevaldik. Who needs it? And we all know that any time in your life where you're sick and you need people to take care of you, not only you're sick, but it's also like this feeling of, ugh, you know, like nobody wants to be taken care of. That's one of the frustrations people have with getting old. People don't want to feel like a lo yitzlach and taken care of. I give people, you know, who have disabilities so much credit when they keep forcing themselves and pushing themselves in the world, because it's very hard to be dependent. I mean, the truth is we're all dependent every second of our lives from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but we don't like to feel that way in a physical way. We like that we get up in the morning, we could start our cars, we could drive to where we want to go, and we go. And there's nobody telling me I can't do that, right? That's every kid. And every kid, their whole lives are forging independence rather than being independent. So, what's pshat? What's the pshat? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to veer away from this initial plan of having man and woman together and separating out the woman from the man? So here he comes. Here comes Rav Chaim Friedlander, explains the Ramban and the Mamish in an amazing way. Bira Davru. Eid Adam Yochel Yos Tov Imulavado. Man can't be good alone. It's not Shaykh. If you're alone, you're not going to be good. Remember when you were single, some of you peoples, right? Some of you, it's not so hard to remember. When you're single, it's you just take care of yourself. How good could you be? Mechok Hatov Lehetiv. What does that mean? The Das Tzuna says this, right? Mechok. From our nature, it's good to give. Ukechol sha'adam meitiv yoser. The more a person gives, hu nase yoser tov. He becomes good. It's like we had a program, right, in yeshiva. Like in the early years of yeshiva, every Friday morning was called Growth Through Chesed. So it's pshat, Growth Through Chesed. Because the more one gives, the better they become. Because yeah, it's nice that I do something for somebody else, but ultimately, the person doing the nice thing is gaining more than the person receiving the nice thing. So what's the Kaddish Baruch Hu doing? He's a very smart man. Al kein bara Hashem yisbarach ish ve'isha. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man and woman. V'achar kach, and then he says, chilkam l'shnei b'nei adam. He divides them up into two pieces. Why? Kadesh yuch l'hativ zemzeh. In order to give each the ability to be nice to the other. Yeah, it would have been better had we been alone for us on a daily basis. You don't have anything that needs to be taken care of. But that's a problem because we always need to take care of another for us to become better. It's like a little selfish. You're going out of your way to be nice to somebody in order that what? You become better. V'yalu b'mayla zatov. And then you'll go up. Lachain, therefore, tzarech liyosa ezer mulo. Therefore, the ezer, that helper, has to be outside of you. Why? Kedei she'ativ ima, that you should give good to her. V'yal yidei ze, yikarev osa a love. And then by giving to her, m'mayla, she becomes close to you. Mikan. Sorry for the underline. I don't underline so well without my underliner. Mikan anulomdim shabayis nivdal yisod esachasim. Here we see that the foundation of the home is not the cement, but it's the kind activities we do for one another. That is the primary objective of shalom bayis. That's the primary objective. It could have been very easy. Man, woman created together. But that's not the objective. The objective is to try to do good for the other. To make yourself greater. V'zeu ikar chavasim shal b'nei azog. That is the primary objective of the marriage party. Lishof lahativ zemze, to strive, to have shifas, to have exalted lishof, to have desires to benefit each other. And I think this is no coincidence that the Derech Hashem explains why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu create the world. And what word does the Derech Hashem use? I don't have it here in front of me, but I was thinking about this. Kedei lahativ. So Kodesh Baruch Hu could benefit others, because the nature of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is to try to benefit others. That's his greatness. So too in the creation of our own home, which we're replicating the Olam. This is its own Olam. It's the whole idea is to go out and to benefit another, which is ultimately replicating a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the objective. Replicate a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And it could have been a Kaddish Baruch Hu made us all one, and then we wouldn't have that ability. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu set up the scenario, creating somebody so outside of us that now all of a sudden we have the obligation and the necessity to be made to have another one. V'im dishal, but if you ask, Hari Ramban Kosev, the Ramban writes, Ki gam kasher yadu pertufim, so too when they were, you know, one pirtzuf, we were all one with two faces. Hayu Molochin Masriabim, well, they used to reproduce. Him Kane I say Shus Lahativ Zam, we had an opportunity to give to one another. Come both and Shem Gufechad built in from. So Kodesh Baruch Hu could have created it in a way that we were one body. But again, even before we read the answer, it's obvious that yeah, you can give, but the amount you can give now when they are separate is much greater than ever before. Right? That's the objective. Okay. So now comes to the primary objective of tonight. So right now, I mean, it's a blow away already, I think. You know, this idea of the Ramban, we start as one, we separate as two, so that, and then Chaim Freeland explains, the ultimate goal is, even though it's not better for us because we want to be independent, this idea of the other person separating out from us gives us the opportunity to benefit the other, which ultimately makes us into much better people. So now he says to the following, Kan anu magim l'nekuda chashuva v'yesodis. Now I'm going to get to this very chashuva idea. L'gabe ha'shaychitz v'chiyuv masher ben ish l'ishto. That talk about the obligations man has for his wife and wife has for his man. Chiyuv ha'chesed sheben adam l'chaver. There is a chesed that I have for Reuven, for Shimon. Every man has a chiyuv for another man. Mitzvah ma'al gadolhi. Ulam, but yes, you have to do nice things for other people. But also shkachu pratis, im adam imad basiyas echesed. Let's say I don't do that act of kindness for my shul. I don't join the board because I wasn't nominated, right? Or I don't do that act of kindness by becoming the gabbai. Whatever the act of kindness is, or I don't go visit my friend in the hospital. Amnam chaser b'maloso, that you, as a bal chesed, will not become a better mensch. But the person, the shul's going to have a board member whether you decide or not. The person's going to get visited whether you decide or not. The gabbai is, there's going to be a gabbai. Mordechai said that to Esther. What did Mordechai say to Esther? If not for you, somebody else is going to do it. There's always a hero out there. It's not about the chesed being done, but traditionally it's about you doing the chesed. There's going to be somebody who fills in the blanks. That's true when it comes to standard acts of kindness. This doesn't apply. This doesn't apply to the obligation between man and woman. The only one who could provide the chesed to the spouse is the other spouse. There is nobody who could do that act of kindness. That it's mutal on you. Like the Torah emphasizes, we know that a husband has three obligations to his wife. She'er eksusiv onasa lo yigra. You can't deny her she'er eksusiv ona. So traditionally, Rashi explains she'er, Ramban mefar sechiv she'er lo kechiv ezonis. Most people understand the mitzvah of she'er is to make sure that the woman is provided with sustenance, food. But listen to what the Ramban says. The Ramban says something remarkable again. Ella, what does he say? Kechiv l'sapek tzorche ha'nafshim ha'mutalim al baila. To make sure that her spiritual needs are fulfilled by the husband. Nobody else could tell their wives that they look good and have it mean as much. Nobody else could give them compliments and have it mean as much. Because it matters more from the spouse. If there is a time of distress or stress, nobody else has that ability to come or to help out the other person than the spouse. You're not going to get that from your colleagues at work. You're not going to get that from anybody else because nobody understands the kishkas of the person as much as the spouse. So while others could, you know, when it comes to the gabbai a shul, when it comes to the visit in the hospital, that the act of chesed will get done. Here, the act of chesed is not going to get done if you don't do it. And that's what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying that that is the man's obligation. That's his obligation of share, to make sure that the spiritual needs are done. A wife is dependent upon the husband. Not just in the physical needs, which is not so true anymore, right? Today, you know, depends on the community you live in, but many women are taking care of the physical needs of the house. But elegam bitzarchei hanafshim, but in particular, in the spiritual needs, in the spiritual realm, that area has to be covered by the spouse. Nobody else could do it. V'mabal inu mamale es chavosuv klapeha, and if the husband doesn't take care of that responsibility, hu pogeya ba, now we turn it on to Yudalf, v'hi margisha atzmu shvelas, and that will lower the wife. That's terrible for the woman's self-esteem. It's terrible for the man's self-esteem. Since there is a deep connection between the husband and wife, hopefully, the chesed that needs to be done for one or the other can only be done by that party. It can't be done by anybody outside the relationship. And while in other areas of life, the chesed can be done by anybody, I mean, as long as the chesed gets done, you have a flat tire, who cares who fixes it, right? When it comes to marriage, the only one who can fulfill some of these areas is the spouse.
What about the spiritual? You said the spiritual needs?
Yeah, that's the spiritual needs as well. I don't mean the spiritual needs that her religious needs, she can go to rabbi. I mean like her spiritual fulfillment. This is critical to understand. And I'll get to that at the end. L'chein yesh b'chol beis eshol chiyuvim shel achiyas chesed. That's why in each home, there's chesed obligations. You don't get mitzvah points. You know, it's not like there's a chart and like there's a wheel. What are you going to do with the chesed? And you have to wait and determine when the community is going to determine that the chesed activity is down. Or like, you know, they're going to have the shalach manas packaging. This is not like the traditional way where people understand chesed. Or like we're going to do chesed every Tuesday night at 6:30. That's not what this is. This is a permanent responsibility of chesed. That's a 24/7 responsibility. Vishtalmus b'maylas ha-chesed, and the completion of the chesed harbe yoser gedolim is so much greater. So much greater than between you and anybody else. And the reason is a pashut, because nobody else could do it. Nobody else could do it. So then he concludes. He concludes this first tickle. Bebeso yesh lekol echad his damnut. You have to view it as an opportunity. In each home, there's an opportunity mushlemis liyos tov to be good. Ulishtalim b'malas atov, and to fulfill this and to grow up, so to speak, to move yourself up the ladder. Dahainu lahatif, to become better. Habayis, the house, who makom bo lomed habal ketzel laus mushlemis basias tov b'meshach kol hayamin. The house, yamama. The house is the place in which you can become greater in his actions throughout his life, more than any other place. Bechol kochel, in all of his strength, hein begufa and benafsha, both physical and spiritual, both of them. You know, very often people like always leaving, trying to leave the house, right? And you know, it's known that the husband is the head of the foreign affairs and the woman is the head of the interior, right? You know, in terms of the division of labor. So the men are always looking outside what they could do outside, but like, that's not true. There's so much one could do inside to fulfill his goals. Afshar gedola, there's a tremendous opportunity. L'shtamazu mitziyu b'kol beis yudin, in every home. Avon b'tzad sheni, kam sakadas gedolos. This leads to great danger. Is there any other kind? She'afshal hikashel, you could fail. Chatz v'shalom ibli l'mali achovus asher bayis motel, if you don't fulfill those responsibilities in your home, and that leads to the lack of shalom bayis. It lo kavin k'roy l'kros right binyan abayis. You don't come to fill the house. And I think that this is a great barometer. You know, like sometimes husbands have to, do I go learn tonight? Do I go stay at home? Like, what is my responsibility? So it's partial, right? The Gemara Moed Katan says, when does one nullify Torah in order to do an act of kindness? That's only if it's EF Shalah Sosayadeh Echerim, if it can't be done by somebody else. But it's EF Shalah Sosayadeh Echerim, then you go learn. If it's not able to be done by somebody else, then go learn. So this is a cheshbon a lot of people have. Do you stay home? Do you learn? So it all depends. Every relationship is different. But you have to understand the spouse, what their needs are, and you're the only one who could do that. I mean, you can't just say, okay, you take care of the need. You know, you hire somebody and say, you know, take care. It doesn't work that way. Relationships are very critical, and the other party, only one party has the ability to, you're the only husband or wife in your spouse's life, and therefore it's critical to recognize that the spiritual sustenance of the other party is basically relying on you, and therefore you have that chiyuv, that responsibility to take care of it. And if you don't take care of it, then it could, as we led the last three paragraphs, at least the last three sentences, it could lead to tremendous challenge. So that's the objective. So just to chazer tonight, this unbelievable Ramban, man and women originally together, Hashem split them up in order for them to benefit each other. Why not keep them together? Because the objective is to give to another person. Why is the objective to give to another person? Because without giving to another person, you wouldn't become such a great person. Specifically, your wife or husband, that's the one you can give to more than anybody else. That chesed has another level chesed because nobody else could accomplish that. So hopefully, based on the Talmud, refocus on the binyan habayis. All right, Zayin Gezeirus Mishtar. Stop it.